I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. Atlanta is ours, and fairly won. The immortal words of General William Tecumseh Sherman when he captured Atlanta on this date in 1864. Sherman had taken the Deep South's major manufacturing center and railroad hub, a huge loss for the Confederacy. Unwilling to attack Atlanta's strong defenses, U.S. forces swept west and south around the city. At Jonesboro, they cut the last railroad supplying Atlanta, forcing General John Bell Hood's Confederates to abandon the city. Atlantans who remained were rudely awakened that morning by the apocalyptic explosions of Hood's ammunition train being blown up by Confederates. Atlanta Mayor James Calhoun surrendered the city to Sherman in a formal note, saying, "The fortune of war has placed Atlanta in your hands." The 2nd Massachusetts Regiment reached downtown first and raised the American flag over City Hall. President Abraham Lincoln's re-election in November and final Confederate defeat 7 months later were both virtually assured after Atlanta's fall on September 2, 1864, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by support from Georgia Power and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org. Georgia Power, serving our state for more than 140 years.